Hello，各位听众朋友们，大家好，这里是华商之声中译电台，我是主持人豆豆。
I'm Ferdinand, here I will communicate with you in English.
我们的节目呢，囊括了最近有些啥，他们怎么说和今天唠点啥。除了以上的这些板块呀，我们也将在未来呢，探索一些新鲜的板块，跟大家一起分享。那么接下来呢，就让我们进入到今天的节目之中。
Okay, let's get into today's channel.
首先呢，让我们来看看最近有些啥。在不久之前呢 ，H&M 集团抵制新疆棉花的事件，一时间啊成为了热点话题。在这次事件中呢 ，H&M 集团发布了一条声明，声明称啊不与位于新疆的任何服装制造工厂合作，也不从该地区采购产品或者原材料。
Yes, and later H&M issued a new statement, but the full text did not mention Xinjiang.Nor did it explain why the company issued the first statement. For the second statement, netizens didn't buy it, criticizing H&M for no sincerity at all.
关于这件事的起因经过呢，我们就先分享到这儿。我们也对身边的同学们啊，准备了两个问题进行采访。接下来呢，就让我们去听听看他们对于这件事情有些什么看法吧。
Okay, let's get into this part of what they think. And I have my friend, Cassie.
Hi.
Okay, would you like to tell me your opinion about the H&M company?
Sure. For me, and for many other people as well, H&M problem is a political problem.
Right? Yes.
When it comes to a political problem, that it's very important to make sure that what our position is.
Mm.
Of course, we need to stand by China's side, and that's why we need to resist it.
Yes.
But for me, to be honest, when I first heard this news, I feel a little bit pity because I used to be a fan of H&M product. And you can't deny that some of their products are very nice. But, you know, but there's also that you can find other brands to replace us, right? They are not the only one.
Okay, and will you still buy the H&M's clothes?
I would say no.
No.
And there's also a problem of it, I want to say that. You can't say people if they buy a foreign brand that not love their country. That's not true, that's wrong.
Yes.
But also, you need to be sensitive about this. If you see someone still wearing H&M clothes,Well, you can't deny this paper, because they're just buyer, why don't judge it?
Yes, okay, thank you. Okay, let's interview my another friend, Joe.
Hi.
Okay, what's your opinion?
Well, I think this event is quite similar to the US resist the Huawei brand in 2018.And it is a typical political event that has never been unexpected at all in recent years.
Yes.
And this incident is all nonsense that the United States is trying to suppress us. But from a good point of view, I think maybe our domestic brand can have a better development in the future.
Yes. Okay, the same question is, will you still buy the H&M clothes?
Well, I rarely used H&M items and I rarely buy them. But I have some Adidas daily items like my backpacks, my clothes, including my shoes, all have Adidas. ButI think I will reduce the use of them and I will never buy their products.
接下来呢，第三个部分，今天唠点啥？在刚才的采访中啊，两位被采访者都反复提到了两个单词
，resist 和 political。
接下来呢，我们就来讲讲这两个单词。首先我们来讲讲 resist 抵制的读音
在大家读 resist 的时候呢，很容易读成 resist， 注意区分 z 和 s 的读音。
接下来呢，我们再来看一下 resist 抵制这个词的词根和用法。
re 表示相反， sist 表站立，表示的是站在什么的对立面，所以它的意思是抵制、阻挡、反抗、回击、抵抗、忍住。
让我们来把这个词语带进句子中，我们再来看一下它的用法。
They are determined to resist the pressure to change the law.
这句话的意思呢，是他们决心顶住要求改革法律的压力。
所以 resist 直接加 something 表示抵制什么东西或者抵住什么。
接下来我们再来说一下第二个单词，政治的
political。
同样的，我们来讲一下这个词的词根和用法。
Political, polite 表城市、政治。ical 口是形容词后缀，表什么什么的，所以这个单词是政治的。
我们再带入句子中来看一下它的具体用法。
Social and political problems lead to the outbreak of war.
这句话的意思呢，是社会和政治问题导致了战争的爆发。
Political 形容词直接加名词，表示政治的什么。
讲完这两个单词以后呢，我们再回到我们最开始的问题之中。对于 H&M 集团抵制新疆棉花的事件，作为年轻人的我们、认为虽然我们在之前买过此类产品，但是在国家利益面前呢，我们还是要摆好自己的立场，因为国家利益是大于个人利益的。同时啊，我们提倡理性爱国，不应该因为别人的选择而去诋毁别人，然后宣传这种不理性的仇恨情绪，也不要去做屏幕背后的键盘侠。好的，各位听众朋友们，这一次的我们中艺电台呢，到这儿就跟大家说再见了，我们期待与你下次的相遇。
See you next time.